A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have taken time to look at the about 16 dimensions of power. We have been talking about power since the beginning of this year, because power is needed for the journey of life. It is power that we use to do everything we do. Power is needed to move from one place to another. Power. Everybody needs power. A man who lacks power will be motionless, will be stagnant in life and in destiny. So power is a necessity. But of course, who is the source of this power? Power belongs to God, just like we said. But this power, God has released through his Spirit. And that's why the Bible says, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Our passage for meditation, for discussion, and prayers this morning, therefore, will be taken from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 2. We read from verse 1 through to verse number 4. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You may wish to read that passage further and see what the Holy Spirit did in the lives of these apostles and disciples of Jesus Christ. Jesus had ascended to heaven. Don't forget, during his trial, Peter the apostle denied him. And after his death and burial, the apostles and the disciples of Christ Jesus were hiding themselves for fear of persecution from the Jews and the Pharisees. But on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead triumphantly, and the women who went to the sepulchre saw this and brought the news. Excitement came to the disciples that Jesus had arisen. Of course, some of them still doubted until Jesus appeared to them. Jesus revealed himself to them and he promised them they were going to receive power. Jesus told them it was expedient for him to leave so that the promise of power, the promise of the Spirit, could come. And so Jesus ascended into heaven. And the Bible says that before his ascension, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, he had promised, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. It is this Holy Ghost that breaks power into different dimensions as we receive wisdom and knowledge and understanding, particularly knowledge of scriptures, to begin to use this power, to begin to tap into the different dimensions of the power that this same Spirit makes available to all believers. And now in chapter number 2, the fulfillment of the promise came. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all gathered together and there was an invasion of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost invaded them and they were never to be the same again. The church was born, and both the church then and the church now received power to be witnesses of Christ. But what are the things that happen? I want us to pay attention to the things that happen to a man whose life is invaded by the Holy Ghost power. When the Holy Ghost comes upon a man, certain things happen in that man's life. And I want you to pay attention to this. Number one, the man loses control as God takes control. That is a major thing I'd like you to understand. Many times we struggle with control. We want to be in charge of ourselves and of our lives. I remember an experience I had some time ago. I needed an important report, a report of good character from the Nigerian police. And so I went to this station for my fingerprints to be taken. And so the police officer was doing it, saw my fingers, my body was stiff. And so this police officer said, relax. I said, I am relaxed, I am calm. But from my childhood, had known myself to be very stiff. My body is stiff. And the police officer looked at me and said, that means you are one of those who always want to be in control. I had never seen myself as wanting to be in charge or be in control. But she told me that is an evidence. That's from her training anyway. And I began to think upon what she said. You want to be in control. There is no man who can be in control of his life successfully. And so there is the need for us to submit to the dictate, the leadership, and the control of the Holy Spirit. Quit struggling to be in control. That does not mean should you not use your brain or your intellect. No, sir. But submit to the Holy Spirit. What happens to a man who is invaded by the Holy Ghost is that the Holy Ghost takes control. This man loses control. And he loses it to the Holy Spirit. The disciples were in control of their lives. The apostles of Jesus were hiding, like Peter. Peter was in control, and that was why he denied Jesus. But when the Holy Ghost took over, Peter lost control. The apostles lost control, and the Holy Spirit took control. Those who were hiding before, they could no longer hide. They were speaking boldly, and everybody began to hear. People were hearing in their native languages because the Holy Ghost has taken control. Dear listener, I encourage you this year never to struggle in your life with the leadership and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Give him control. Let him take total control of your life. This is one major evidence that the Holy Ghost has invaded your life and that he's in charge of your destiny, the Holy Spirit. Secondly, a life that has been invaded by the Holy Ghost that distributes power is given boldness that is divine. You notice boldness that is divine in a man whose life is invaded by the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Spirit takes charge of a man's life, there is boldness that cannot be explained, divine boldness. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse number 13, the Bible says, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. That is what being with Jesus makes happen in your life, particularly with the invasion of the Holy Spirit. You receive boldness that is bigger than your background, than your certificate, than your educational level. They saw that Peter and John were ignorant, uneducated, and untrained men. So they marveled. And so the boldness that is divine, and that is the next thing we could see in the life of a man whose life is invaded by the Holy Spirit, divine boldness. There's also conviction and brokenness in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse number 37, where we started from. When the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples or the apostles of Jesus Christ and they preached the gospel of Christ, the Bible says those who heard them were convicted. They were convicted and they were gripped in their heart. And they said, the Bible said, now when they heard this, they were caught to the heart and said to the people, to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were broken. Brokenness. This is very important for any life that will succeed. There must be brokenness. A man who will succeed in his relationship with others, particularly, must be broken. A man who will succeed in marriage must be broken. And it is the Holy Spirit that enables brokenness. A woman that will succeed in marriage or in relationship with others must be broken. When you see an unbroken man, an unbroken woman, find out the Holy Spirit is alien to such a life. You cannot carry the Holy Spirit and still be unbroken. Again, I repeat, if you see any unbroken man, any unbroken woman, no matter what he does in the house of God, no matter what he professes, he has not received an encounter with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit causes brokenness and contriteness. It brings conviction, which is a necessity in building virile relationship with God and with men. May the Holy Spirit invade your life and baptize you with this great power in the name of Jesus. May you lose control unto the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit take absolute control of your life. And may you be endued with boldness from on high and brokenness. And may you prosper in your relationship with God and with men in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to pray this morning and say, sweet Holy Spirit, I concede control of my life and destiny to you. Have your way. Take control of my life. Take control of my destiny. I quit struggling with you. I concede. I hand over control to you. Holy Spirit divine, take over. Take over. Take over. Take control of my life. Take control of my destiny. Every aspect of my life, I concede control to you. In my thought pattern, in my words, in my behavior, in my relationship. Take control, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to receive the spirit of boldness. I receive the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Boldness that is divine. I receive courage in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to pray now for brokenness. Holy Spirit of God, in every area of rigidity, let there be brokenness. In every area of my struggle for control, let there be brokenness. In every area that I have not allowed your word to touch, please break me in those areas. I am asking, oh God, for a contrite heart in the name of Jesus. So my relationship with you might be strengthened. So my relationship with order might be better. In the name of Jesus, I submit myself to be broken by you, Spirit of the living God. I submit myself and I ask, oh God, that you will give me a contrite heart. Remove the hardness from me. Remove hardness from me. Every stony heart, take it away from me. Break me down. Make me. Mold me after your own likeness and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I ask for a fresh invasion of the Holy Spirit upon your life and your destiny. And the Holy Ghost will invade your life. The Holy Ghost will baptize you with power. He will take control of your life. He will take over the control in the name of Jesus. I pray for boldness and for brokenness for you. The Lord will give you a contrite heart, a broken spirit, and a contrite heart. That your relationship with God will be strengthened. That your relationship with people, your spouse, your children, your parents, and your co-workers, your neighbors, your relationship will be better. You will have a better relationship with people, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I look forward to receiving you as we pray together today, day 24 of our 30 days of power. I look forward to receiving you on my YouTube and Facebook platforms. And the handle is at Yemi Graceman. And the time is 9 p.m. It's going to be day 24 of our 30 days of power. Don't miss it. The Lord bless you. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day. And the Lord bless you.